Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Leftists got very, very angry this weekend, and I have some fiery videos to show you of that happening. The first one, an angry boy, girl, definitely a boy, you can tell in the video, got mad at a conservative interviewer, and the clip went viral because of how intense it got. Here it is.
Get the f*** out of my face now!
Ooh,
now!
That was very rude of you.
Get the f*** out of my face!
Do you want to go to jail? Sir, ma'am, I don't really know what to call you.
You're done, man.
I'm done.
Get the f***ing police, you just insulted me. And I could f***ing tell the police to get you.
I'm vegan, so don't say that. Listen.
Tell me, He-Man, you really get the f*** out of my way right now.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that.
You do not have a release. I will sue you.
You're going to sue him? Don't sue him, man, because we're trying to just...
I don't have a... You do not have a release. If you f***ing post this, I will destroy you.
What's going on? I got my crew with me now. I got my crew. Yeah! What's up? Woo!
Who won? Who's next?
Ooh, not very ladylike of that man. People like this are mentally disturbed. It's clear to say that. I don't say that to be mean, by the way. It's just clear that when you say that you're a woman stuck in a man's body, you're mentally disturbed. And I mean that in a very true sense, by the way. They need help. One of the reasons why that's so clear is that on the left right now, it's happened a little bit on both sides. I want to be reasonable about this, but it's happening more on the left. Is that these kind of people are getting more and more and more violent. Obviously, we saw that this weekend when there was another attempt on President Trump's life, for instance. And the media have already forgotten, by the way, that not 2 months ago, there was another attempt on President Trump's life. They've completely glossed over it. They've forgotten. So I'm guessing that in just a matter of days, they're going to gloss over what just happened this weekend as well. But it's clear that there's something going on at the left right now where they've demonized Donald Trump, they've demonized conservatives, and you're seeing an increase of violence because of that. This was not the only unhinged moment from a leftist this week, guys. However, Dana Bash tried to debate J.D. Vance, and it didn't go too well for her. Take a look.
So the mayor of Springfield, Ohio, Rob Rue, said, quote, "All these federal politicians that have negatively spun our city, they need to know they're hurting our city, and it was their words that did it." Before Donald Trump talked about eating dogs and cats on a debate stage, it was you, Senator, who first elevated this baseless rumor. These are your constituents. So why are you putting them at risk by continuing to spread claims about Haitian immigrants, despite officials in your state saying that there's no evidence and pleading for you to stop?
Well, Dana, first of all, what's putting the residents of Springfield at risk, which was a town completely ignored by the American media until Donald Trump and I started surfacing some of these concerns, is that they can't afford housing, they can't afford health care. The schools have been overwhelmed, the hospitals have been overwhelmed, and they're overwhelmed because Kamala Harris allowed 20,000 Haitian migrants to get dropped into a small Ohio town of about 40,000 people, and it's completely overwhelmed the services. Now, you ask, why have I talked about some of the things that I've been talking about? Let me just say this. My constituents have brought approximately a dozen separate concerns to me. 10 of them are verifiable and confirmable, and a couple of them I talk about because my constituents are telling me firsthand that they're seeing these things. So I have two options, Dana. I can ignore them, which is what the American media has done for years to this community, or I can actually talk about what people are telling me. And of course, many of the things that the media says are completely baseless have since been confirmed. For example, I was told, Dana, that by the American media, that it was baseless that migrants were capturing the geese from the local park pond and eating them. And yet there are 911 calls from well before this ever became a viral sensation of people complaining about that exact thing happening. So my attitude is, listen to my constituents. Sometimes they're going to say things that people don't like, but they're saying things that people don't like because their town has been overwhelmed, and it's my job to try to fight for them and to protect them. Kamala Harris opened the border, and now these people are suffering. That's what I'm focused on, Dana.
Senator.
So I have a second clip of the interview that I'll play in just a moment, but I want to respond to this clip first. J.D. Vance is a very compelling debater, and I'm excited for the debate between him and Tim Walz for this reason. I have a kind of different perspective on the debate than maybe, and even the VP race in general, than maybe most political conservatives have and the commentators. I think that the debate won't matter, which I think that is true for a lot of people, what they think. But at the same time, I have reason to believe that it will be a good debate because Tim Walz and J.D. Vance are both equally, in my opinion, good orators. And I think they're both really good at it. So J.D. Vance, again, is armed with the truth, and Tim Walz is a total partisan shill, believes in crazy things, and lies repeatedly. I mean, he's literally a pathological liar. And I mean that, again, in the true sense of the word, pathological liar. He lies about things that don't even matter. He lies about things like him being a head coach and conceiving his children through IVF, neither of which ever happened. They don't have anything, like, it doesn't matter, but why would he lie about that? I don't understand. So the reason why I'm interested in this debate and the reason why this interview with Dana Bash is interesting to me is J.D. Vance is a very good orator. If we're being honest with ourselves, when we look at Tim Walz, he's also a good orator for the most part. And so it's going to be a battle between truth and lying at the end of the day. And it will be interesting to see who comes out on top. I'm optimistic it will be J.D. I doubt it will sway anybody in terms of who they're going to vote for. But I do think that more Americans, after seeing J.D. Vance in that debate, are going to approve of him. His approval rating is going to go up. And I think that will have maybe a very minor impact on the election. It will have a very major impact, though, on J.D. Vance's future political career if he wants to pursue a presidential bid, for instance. So the interview with him and Dana Bash really heated up after this. It got quite intense. Here's a clip of that moment.
The point is,
Vice
Dana,
President Harris, I don't want to frankly go down. This conversation about policy
Dana,
because
you made a point. You don't. I agree. You don't want to talk about policy.
No.
Dana,
what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about
instead of about the fact,
Senator,
that Kamala
it was
Harris,
your distraction.
Dana, granted amnesty.
You were the one
at a mass
who started
level.
Talking about eating dogs
at a
and
mass
cats.
Level.
You were the one who
Dana,
brought this
my
up.
Constituents
the president
were the
said
ones
it to
who talked
60
about
million
dog and
people.
Cats, and I talked about it because you were ignoring this community. My constituents talked about
Have
it.
Have you
and
been
it is
to
my
Springfield?
Responsibility to surface their concerns when the American media
Have you been
ignores
to Springfield?
It. Dana, I've been to Springfield probably 100 times in my life.
How about
I've
recently?
Taken my children
since
to get ice
this?
Cream at Young's Jersey Dairy.
Have you heard recently since
have
you've gotten
the last,
these calls?
Have I been in the last 4 days?
No,
no
I'm
I
talking
haven't
about
been in the last 4 days, but I've
since
talked
you've
to
gotten
a lot of
these
people
calls
in Springfield,
from the
Dana, and they're telling me this stuff is happening. Dana, would you like to ask me questions and then let me answer them, or would you like to debate me on these topics? I noticed that when you had Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, you gave them multiple choice answers to the questions that you asked, and you allowed them to answer the questions. I'm happy to be here to talk about policy, but if you're going to interrupt me every single time that I open my mouth, then why am I even doing this? So please, ask a question, and I'd ask you to be polite enough to
yes.
let me answer it.
Yes, I am, and I think that if Kamala Harris and Tim Walz were making unsubstantiated claims that had racist undertones about people eating dogs and cats, and they didn't answer the questions about that, then I would have similar interactions with them.
So you can see here that J.D. Vance has essentially become the better Donald Trump. And I'll back that up. I'll tell you why I think that is. This is everything that we wanted to see from Donald Trump in the debate, and you can go back and watch my reaction to the debate. I was not happy with what Donald Trump did, not because of, obviously the moderators were, it was a complete 3-on-1, I've already talked about this, but Donald Trump ceased to become Donald Trump for a moment where we love and knew him because he went at the media when they did stupid stuff like Dana Bash is doing in this interview right here, and he didn't do anything about it. But J.D. Vance is doing something about it. So Dana Bash is lying. She's being a partisan shill like always. And J.D. Vance basically pauses the interview to call her out for it. And this is what we want from Donald Trump. We also need Donald Trump. A lot of people have criticized him for kind of It's good to attack, but sometimes you go about it in a way that where it comes off just a little bit kind of crazy and all over the place. And so people were telling Donald Trump, be a little more calm and collected. Donald Trump did that against Joe Biden. It was very effective. He did that against Kamala Harris, but he left out the attack. And we need both. And that's what J.D. Vance has. He's very calm and collected during that whole thing. He doesn't go off and say random crap. He stays on topic. He's very poignant. But at the same time, he's attacking the media, which is what everyone wants to see. J.D. Vance is campaigning, by the way, harder and better than I have ever seen anyone do. He is all over the place. It is not hard to go find a clip of J.D. Vance. Literally to search today, J.D. Vance campaign rally. It will come up with today or yesterday. Or look up J.D. Vance interview. You will see something from today. So it's something that is less measurable, I think, than the polls or approval ratings. But I think when it comes down to it, the hard work of J.D. Vance is going to pay off in those swing states because turnout for him will be much higher than they will be for Kamala Harris or Tim Walz. Because when you've met a political candidate, especially one as good as J.D. Vance, it inspires you to show up to the ballot. And just the sheer number of people that J.D. Vance has been able to interact with face-to-face, as well as through interviews, which obviously Kamala Harris and Tim Walz have done hardly any of, so they're not, you know, there's a big discrepancy between J.D. Vance and Tim Walz, for instance. So it's in person, but it's online as well. When you have those interactions with politicians, it inspires you to show up more. And so I think when it comes to turnout, people are going to be stunned by how many people show up for J.D. Vance and Trump. And I think a lot of it is in part to really J.D. Vance, and he should be thanked for it more than Donald Trump. Even though Donald Trump has certainly been hitting the campaign rallies hard, he's been out and about a lot. I think J.D. Vance has been out a lot more, and he's working three times harder than Tim Walz, who is far less inspiring. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.